Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a case of influenza A, which is the H5 bird flu, has been confirmed in a man in Colorado who had direct exposure to poultry and the culling of birds with presumptive H5N1 bird flu. Now, we talked about how this bird flu has not yet been anything that would act like COVID in terms of going through the human population. But humans can acquire this if they are working closely with animals that have it. Now, the CDC said this is the second human case associated with the specific group of H5 viruses that are currently predominant, and it's the first case in the United States. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said the man is a state inmate younger than 40 who was working at a commercial farm in Montrose County. The man has recovered. He did have fatigue, they said, and he has been isolated. He was also given the antiviral drug oseltamivir, which is the Tamiflu. So remember Tamiflu was in short supply because there was a bird flu? And we were told that Tamiflu seems to have sensitivity to it, so everybody was buying up Tamiflu. Yeah, I don't want people panicking and doing that. But thank God there's still some sensitivity to that, and we haven't overused Tamiflu such that it won't work. They say repeat testing on the person was negative for influenza because the person was in close contact with infected poultry. The virus may have been in the person's nose without causing infection. Hence, they found it by nasal swab. The CDC also said it's possible that the detection was a result of surface contamination. Now, what that means is he never had it, but it was in the area, got on the swab, got into the test. His test was positive. You're like, say what? So they said this one H5 positive human case does not change the human health risk assessment. They say the CDC is taking routine preparedness and prevention measures, which includes an existing candidate vaccine virus that could be used to make vaccine for people if one were needed. People who are at higher risk of infection because of regular contact with the infected birds should take precautions. And then the CDC has preventative measures, including avoiding contact with poultry that look ill or are dead, staying away from surfaces that appear to be contaminated with feces from wild or domestic birds as they could shed the virus through the feces. If handling wild birds or poultry, wear gloves. Wash your hands when done. People can also wear a face mask and goggles if possible. So in February, the avian flu was first detected, according to CNN, in a commercial turkey flock in Dubois County, Indiana. This is according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This was the first case of infection in the U.S. in 2020. And it is a flu, but it's a different type of flu, an H5N1. So it has different antigens on it. And so now we see multiple states, wild birds being affected. In fact, zoo officials have had to move their birds indoors temporarily as a safety precaution because birds from the outside could come into contact with them. They're like, oh, wow, you look pretty. And then they could sadly get them, you know, infected. So, you know, the reason why this makes news is because we have known about bird flu for a while. It's never necessarily been an issue such that, you know, we feared it would affect millions of us. But all science has been now questioned since COVID. How the hell did COVID affect humans that might have originally been a bat coronavirus? Where did the jump? How did the jump happen? Now, we can get our dogs sick, we can get our cats sick, but for a virus to jump in between, that has to be a very highly specialized virus. And COVID is one of those viruses. And so when bird flu, we're like, oh, we're not worried about humans. Yeah, there's been a couple human cases. We start to wonder, well, one, you know, are they wrong about it? You know, are humans getting it, but they just think they have flu or COVID? Two, is bird flu a virus that has been released also? Is bird flu in labs across the globe? SARS was in labs across the globe. And as I said, Singapore Health Ministry had done a analysis after the first SARS outbreak in 2002-2003 and had concluded that it was leaked from a lab. It was a lab accident. Then a few people died in 2004 in China from the lab, in a lab, from the COVID virus that was being worked on. So if SARS has been in labs for a while, and then something happened to it such that it accidentally got released or leaked or purposefully leaked such that we are now dealing with this pandemic, is anybody watching the labs that have bird flu? Bird flu can be deadly too. I'm sure Ebola is in labs. Is anybody watching what's happening with that and those labs? Is there an overseer of labs? Well, I think the World Health Organization is supposed to be doing that. That's why Trump got mad and wanted to limit their funding, because they feel they, you know, dropped the ball when it came to what happened with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But then again, nobody's really concluded that that's exactly what happened. Everybody's like, what? Yeah, here we are almost 3 years later from when it possibly happened, and nobody knows. So as we look at bird flu and we look at what's going on, it's affecting us because now our chicken prices are going up, our egg prices are going up. It's ridiculous. I've noticed chicken go up at least a few bucks per pound, and I'm like, what the heck is this? I mean, I don't want the family going back to beef. I've been feeding them chicken to get them off beef, and I want, you know, globally us to use less, you know, red meat. But bird flu is now changing that because a lot of, you know, animals have been culled. But if there is that potential for that zoonotic jump where it goes from animals to humans, I worry that, you know, we might not be overseeing the entities that could be possibly, you know, studying this. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Department of Homeland Security is setting up a, quote, disinformation governance board. They want to counter the spread of false information. According to the Associated Press, the board will focus on disinformation coming from Russia, as well as misleading messages about the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, this was announced yesterday or the day before. They are claiming that the immediate focus will be on misinformation from human smugglers who spread false claims about U.S. border policy to migrants to help drum up business. And we do need to figure out what could be coming to our phones in terms of hacks and things like that from Russia. So I get why that is in the wheelhouse of the Department of Homeland Security and why that needs to be done. But are they going to expand that to controlling narratives and to silencing doctors or people suggesting real science? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during a briefing Thursday that the board will tackle misinformation, according to NBC News, on a range of issues. And Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said part of his intention is to counter misinformation in Hispanic communities especially. Who's leading the board? Nina Jankowicz. She has researched Russian misinformation tactics and online harassment, is author of the book How to Lose the Information War, Russia, Fake News, and the Future of Conflict. She has also advised the Ukrainian government on strategic communications, according to the Wilson Center think tank, where she served as a global fellow. Psaki said, it sounds like the objective of the board is to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country in a range of communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort. So, as always happens in politics, is somebody comes up with an idea, and the way it's worded makes it sound like, okay, well, that's brilliant. We don't want lies. We don't want lies spread about Trump. We don't want lies spread about Biden. We don't want, you know, if somebody says Biden has chlamydia and that's not true, you can't have that stuff out there. That just, it's a falsity. You know, if somebody says, you know, yeah, Trump wants to rule the earth and you know, be the biggest dictator ever, that's hearsay. That's not, I mean, they don't allow that sort of statement in court. That you can't be putting that out there. That's, or if you do put that out there, that can't be taken seriously. So, you know, I get that. I, as a doctor, I don't want somebody to say, look, if you take an antibiotic, you're going to grow a third testicle. I that stuff, you know, cannot be legitimized, you know, by certain medical websites or certain outlets. But what about social media? Social media is all full of what people hope to be free speech. You know, I see Elon Musk's face on you know, the MySpace guy. God, I forgot what his name, Tom. I forget, you know, the one that came up with MySpace. And you see him go where, you know, and the meme is where the new Twitter is going to be named MySpace X, right, for SpaceX. You know, that's funny and whatever. Okay, obviously that's untrue. Obviously that's misinformation, but they're memes. You have memes of Aquaman where you have Amber Heard replaced by Johnny Depp's face, because I guess there's an online petition to get Amber Heard off, you know, out of Aquaman. You know, and so you see a picture of Johnny Depp in, you know, her green Aquaman suit. You know, yes, that's misinformation. But social media is all about jokes. Social media is all about, like there's a meme for MTV saying, you know, MTV turns 41 this year in August. MTV, da, 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 that. And the meme goes, you know, MTV reaches 41 years today. Thank you for 14 years of music videos. Because apparently MTV went from music videos to more talk shows and TV and things like that. So, yeah, is that really the truth? No, it's a stretch. But because people are using social media for news, and they shouldn't, Congress has pushed Twitter, Facebook to, quote-unquote, you know, control that, prevent certain speech. And the liberties they took appeared to slant against conservative thinking. And when I would try to discuss something very mainstream, you know, like say, look, news wants me to talk about molnupiravir, a Merck drug that looks like in the future might help fight COVID. This was a year ago. Boom. Facebook banned it. Facebook tried banning me. And they said, we're going to give you one more shot. I'm like, the news asked me to talk about, I'm just posting, tune in, we're going to be talking about a new pharmaceutical. And here we are, molnupiravir is supposed to be coming into pharmacies, local pharmacies. So, you know, their algorithm is very restrictive and very, you know, slanted. And so this disinformation board can very easily expand to medical topics. And so if somebody says, look, guys, I think this medication or this vaccine, you know, might have some issues because so-and-so had a blood clot or so-and-so had myocarditis, the disinformation board could say that's misinformation. You know, when I had spoken about the myocarditis early on, somebody said, you know, why are you talking about that? That's misinformation. And I go, no, there have been myocarditis cases linked to after the COVID shot. And here we are, a year later, going, yes, you know, looks like myocarditis is a risk, and they put on the fact sheet. So people are getting accused of misinformation only for it to later be proven a year later. Like with all the, you know, Russia getting involved in elections and all that other stuff. So Ron DeSantis has spoken out, as well as many Republicans, slamming it. He said you cannot have a ministry of truth in this country. Florida governor has joined, they said, the chorus of critics turning into the Biden administration's new disinformation governments board. It is headed by a quote-unquote Russia expert. This expert has drawn some criticism. Jankowicz, who I explained, apparently there's a video of her singing to the tune of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious about misinformation. And I think it might have been, she was talking about COVID. She said, she's like, you know, it's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious. Anyway, she's like singing this stupid stuff. And you're like, okay, how is she going to be very neutral about this? And she questioned the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop, calling it a product of the Trump campaign. So when you have one that leads disinformation and was wrong, called something disinformation that wasn't, starts to make a lot of people feel uneasy. And here she's singing songs. It's how you hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little lie. I mean, what? This is not sounding like somebody who is neutral. It sounds like somebody singing a song about, you know, people raising concerns during the COVID pandemic. So when people said, look, the lockdowns are not going to, you know, long-term stop this virus, they were accused of misinformation, and here we are. Yeah, the virus was never eradicated. I said the virus wouldn't be eradicated. Oh, that's a misinformation. Even Fauci today said it wasn't. Same thing with the masks. These masks are not going to protect you fully from COVID. Mm-hmm. Fauci said that day one. Then he had to flip-flop. And now they're coming back saying, yeah, a lot of your face masks aren't working. So what's disinformation, what's accused of disinformation today might be actual honest-to-God science and the truth tomorrow. And I get, we have to make sure we are not, now that there is all this cyber advancement and high-tech ability for enemies such as Russia to integrate into our educational system and our social media, I get that the government, especially the Department of Homeland Security, wants to have a role and the ability to help stop that. Russia could very easily put something out there, make it look like a, you know, news article that appears real that causes people to do things that could hurt them. Guys, you know, we're going to have a rally to do this. Everybody come here. And then, you know, so I get how the Department of Homeland Security wants to minimize, you know, that sort of damage. But a lot of us fear they're going to be wrong about some of the health topics brought up and concerns. 1-877-DOCTOR.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine continues, Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday to talk about the strategy for the United States in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was part of that hearing, and he explains to Fox News what he believes the United States should make clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We do let him know that we think he should be out of power, that there should be war crime tribunals, that there should be perhaps, demilitarized zones along Ukrainian borders or other places.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for April jumped nearly 10% from March. The survey noted expectations of lower gas prices and an improving outlook for personal finances in the year ahead. USA Radio News. A highly contagious strain of bird flu has now been found in a human.
A man in Colorado is the first human case of bird flu in the nation. He's an inmate who was exposed to infected poultry while working on a farm as part of a correction employment program. He had some symptoms for a few days, but has since recovered. The Center for Disease Control says people who work with birds on their farms or in their backyards are at high risk of getting sick, as the outbreak has now spread to at least 29 states since February. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 700-foot cargo hauler is stuck in a body of water northwest of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Coast Guard saying the K.E. Barker got stuck on a sandbar in the Muskegon Channel Friday morning. Crews with the Marine Safety Department of the Coast Guard are working to free the vessel, which is partially blocking the channel. There have been no estimates as far as how long it will take the crew to get the job done. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was growing up, it was very old school because my parents just said, don't date. Okay? And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, when do I suggest to pay for a date? First, the guy should be paying, and you don't pay for a date because you look forward, and you shouldn't be dating anyway. So that, yeah. Well, what about sex? How long should I wait? Sex? Oh, if you have sex, God's going to smite you. No, God will kill you. No, you do not. You are not supposed to have sex. No. Go away. So I didn't get any good advice from my parents. From friends, it was, you're going to have to put out. Well, when? When do you have to do that? What about first base, second base, third base. So you could do that. You could do the bases. And they might be okay with that. But there were certain rules on how many dates somebody could go. Now, you would have some people go steady, and they would be going steady in the fourth grade, and you know they weren't doing anything. You know, I mean, they might have been doing some kissing, but then you had people going steady in middle school and high school, and they were doing any of the bases, even home base. And it's changed, and it's evolved. And, you know, I remember on a school bus in the 80s, hearing the girls talk, going, oh, yeah, I have to lose my virginity by age 16. And you're like, where is that written? You know, gosh, that's going to be hard. You know, because if you don't marry until your 20s, that's a lot of opportunity to get pregnant and an STD. You know, but that was the old school thinking. Now, it's very different. Very different. You do have some people out there that want traditional. Saying, I'm not going to pay for a date. I'm going to let him pay for the date. That's got to stink for guys. But I got two sons. That has got to be very rough, or they have to pay for the dates. And these dates, especially with food going up and all that, is getting expensive. I mean, you're going to have to start doing movies in, you know, maybe cook, you know, eat less, but it's costing money. But fascinatingly, things are changing. And there was a study that actually said that it looks like women are now more the one to initiate the dates and sex. Maybe it's because a lot of the dudes are like, hey, you know what? And again, this is a study, I believe, looking at heterosexual couples. Maybe they're like, look, I don't got the money. I don't have it. So if you want to go out, you're going to have to make it happen. If not, we're home watching Netflix. And also, there might be this tendency where men are afraid that if they try to initiate sex, they'll be accused of assault. So many men are waiting. Many have told me they're just going to wait. I speak to a lot of people in their 20s. They just wait until she makes the advance, because if they do, who knows if it's going to be a Me Too move. You'd be accused under Me Too. The problem is with that is, even if you do have consensual sex, it could later come back and haunt you. So, interestingly, there was a study. Researchers out of Kansas analyzed data from a survey of more than 20,000 heterosexual college students describing their most recent date. They found only a third of dates, 36% roughly, involve the man asking the woman out, paying, and initiating sex. The quote-unquote traditional model. They think it might be a more equal model between the sexes, where the woman is initiating sex or even paying for dinner. They say the academics also found that women are more likely to have sex on the first date if they were the one who initiated the date. Meaning, when a woman wants something, she's going to get it. And so, now that doesn't mean if a girl asks you out, it's a sure thing. That doesn't mean that. This was just a study of 20,000 college students, but, you know. So they say it's a modern-day hookup culture where people engage in sex without traditional courtship first. They say it's broken down the norms that have existed since the 1920s. They say hookup culture is a culture where casual sex encounters function as part of the courtship process. They say in hookup culture, you don't have to go on a date or enter a relationship to have sex, but the order has essentially flipped around. And I think a lot of people love that. They love the idea that they don't have to go through the money. They get to have sex because that's what they want. They get to see if they're compatible. If they're not compatible, they move on. I believe it still is a disadvantage for women also. If they don't have proper birth control and they aren't using proper protection, you know, getting stuck with an STD is not fun. Yeah, guys can get it too, but, you know, I mean, you know, it's... Some females don't know they have it and can get cervical cancer if they get HPV. So it does definitely, you know, pose some serious risks. Even though men can get penile cancer, HPV-related cancer is more common than male penile cancer. And then, of course, you know, the psychological aftermath. I mean, you know, for some, they feel regret. For others, like, no, it was great. I felt good. I loved it. Let's do it again. So, you know, I think we need to find a balance, because the concept of I'm going to meet you, We're just going to hold hands. And trust me, I wanted to wait till I was married. You know, if it wasn't for, you know, something happening beyond my control, you know, I might have been able to do that. You know, but the concept of, you know, dating for years, not you know, engaging in that, and then hopefully getting married and being happy. One concern that a lot of people have and issues in marriage is the lack of desire for sex. And so people think, okay, great, you know, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You have a lot of people that wait till they're married, which again, I commend and I honor, you know, and I respect. But what if your partner doesn't like it? There was all this buildup, and they don't like it. So now you're married, and they're like, yeah, I guess we'll do it. And then now you have a partner that, and you have a sexless marriage. That can happen. And so I think a lot of individuals are like, I want to make sure we're compatible on that level. Now sex changes, body shapes change, you know, things change. But having that sexual chemistry is an important part of a long-term relationship. So many people choose to have that. But then you have others, they don't want the long-term relationship. They don't want the baggage. They don't want the fights. They just want the sex. They don't want to go through spending the money. Remember I told you the Generation Zs especially are one of the most practical generations out there, because they're like, I don't understand spending all this money dating just to get to sex, and then you really don't want to spend the rest of your life with that person anyway. Life is too short. Why are you spending 2-3 years to be with somebody? You know, well, that all depends on how important sex is to you. If what's important to you is the partnership, what's important to you is the friendship, and you guys are able to build that without sex, that could lead to a strong relationship too. But sadly, I've had so many patients say, look, there's no sex. And am I supposed to do this for the next 50 years? And no, well, you can't cheat. You chose to marry them, but some people want to do their homework. And it's difficult, and I get it. For those people out there that want to wait till they're married, I totally respect that. But for those who are like, look, I want to do my research before I, you know, enter a 50-year commitment with somebody, I get that too. But I think we are going to see less of this, I'm going to spend all this money. You know, it's interesting. I was on prom night. I was out, and we were at a restaurant that was a little pricey. And you saw a bunch of people there for prom. And that was a pricey dinner for prom. And a lot of these kids feel that pressure that they have to spend that kind of money on prom. Prom's supposed to be a big fancy night, and then, you know, people have sex and whatever. And you can see the guys nervous that they're going to be spending this kind of money, you know? And you see some of the girls nervous, like, you know? Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a little nerve-wracking. And I think we got to break down that expectation that if somebody is paying for you, you have to sleep with them. We got to get out of that. I think that is very outdated, and I think it puts people in a very tough position. But it's fascinating to me that more women are like, you know what, I got this. So guys will be able to save some money at least. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA monitors lead levels in juice, and they've had certain levels that were at, I guess, I think 50 parts per billion. Well, they're going to slash it more, and they want juices to be better. Now, this lead, it can happen from a variety of reasons, especially in the manufacturing process. But lead has been in our kids' fruit juices. Lead can cause a variety of issues. And something that I think we sadly overlook in terms of learning disorders, in terms of mood disorders, in terms of the way our body can metabolize things. And so we don't want our kids getting that into their systems. And especially, I am not a big fan of kids drinking juice. I know kids are like, well, you know, it's tasty, and I'd rather have that than water or milk. I would rather kids get into the habit of drinking water. Remember I told you guys that we don't drink enough water? And especially as middle age, we could be sadly putting ourselves at risk of heart failure because we're a little bit more salty. We need to, need to balance our salts and make sure we have good blood volume. So I'm a fan of drinking water, not too much water because of hyponatremia, but not to reach for the juices. Well, the FDA has drafted guidance this week, and the agency said apple juice should not contain more than 10 parts per billion of the heavy metal. Orange juice and others need to be below 20 parts per billion. According to Daily Mail, more than half of popular fruit juices already contain virtually no lead, testing shows. Barely a handful have more than 5 parts per billion. There are currently allowed to contain up to 50 parts per billion. Consumer watchdogs blasted the proposals weak and said they gave credit for work already done instead of protecting public health. And yeah, government watchdogs obviously will be the ones they'll want going for broke, which I totally understand because I don't want my kids. It could be cumulative, it could want an exposure. And then a later afternoon exposure, and then the next day exposure could be cumulative where the lead levels can accumulate. But lead residues can end up in fruit juices from previous industrial processes or old pesticides, with lead-based ones regularly being sprayed on orchards. Now, these were, I think they got rid of them in the 50s. But, you know, when they use pesticides, you know, who knows what's in them? They say some of the heavy metal could also be naturally occurring. They say children exposed to high concentrations may develop learning disabilities, behavioral disorders, have a lower IQ, according to the FDA. So they did publish guidance this week as a draft. They said it was waiting for comments from industry before making it final, and it is part of the agency's Closer to Zero strategy, which aims to reduce levels of toxic elements, including lead, arsenic, and others in the blood supply. Consumer Reports, though, didn't think it was far enough. They said these proposed levels seem weak, especially when you consider a significant majority of the industry is already meeting them. These action levels seem to give credit for work already done, attempting to protect public health. That's according to Brian Ronholm, Director of Food Policy at Consumer Reports. So, you know, I like the idea of higher standards. Lead is poisonous. We don't want it to accumulate. But we are exposed to lead. Naturally. And so with everything, and this is what I tell people, you know, if a child has juice, it should be a treat. Now, you know, I get in school, when it's snack time, if a child is lactose intolerant and they can't drink milk, then the teacher wants to give them something they can drink. And little juicy cups and sippy cups and things like that and juicy juice and whatever that's out there, kids like, my kids like it. But I think it's a horrible habit. We should not be giving kids that much juice. I don't see how, I don't see where the health. Now, I get parents like, yeah, but there's vitamin C. Then give the kid an apple. Give the kid a banana. There's vitamin C in banana. Give the kids an orange. There has to be this sort of, you know, understanding that, you know, we make these foods taste good. Kids have a big problem with wanting to eat something that tastes good. Vegetables don't taste as nice and sugary as juice. And these juice companies, they know exactly what they're doing. If juice is sweet and it's tasty and it's colorful, kids are going to ask for it. Parents don't want the kids making noise. Parents want the kids giving the babysitter an easy time. They're like, fine, I'll stock up on it. When the babysitter's here, you can have that juice. The babysitter's like, oh, gosh, they're going to have a sugar buzz. No, it's interesting. I get to limit sugar with my kids, but we had sugar, you know, obviously in the house, because I have sugar. And one time we went for pizza, and I guess we got a Coke, which is something I stopped, you know, but I'm not sure what happened, but I guess we had a Coke. And my son started to giggle and act almost high. This was years ago. And I go and I drink the Coke, and oh, it was sugary. It tasted good. But something happened where that Coke syrup was highly concentrated. And, I mean, I was like, wow. And I told my husband, I go, he's got too much sugar. So I'm like, drink water now. You know, you're going to eat some vegetables. But we were at a pizza place. So I'm like, you know, eat a salad, but let's minimize the sugar in your body. But, I mean, soda pop, like Coca-Cola, that high fructose corn syrup, it's addictive. These are addictive. So my recommendation to parents is use this as a kind of a wake-up call that lead is in fruit juices. And, yeah, lead could be in water. I get that if you have bad pipes and things like that. But if you could get good water, clean water, teach your kids to like water. Teach your kids to like vegetables, especially when they're young. I mean, and can assuming they're old enough to be able to eat vegetables. My kids loved peas. They loved carrots. That all went out the door when they tasted something sweeter. And it's out there. I get it. But if they could acquire a taste, and if they could learn to love it and incorporate it, or look, mealtime, nobody gets anything sweet until they've gotten the nutritious part in. I think it'll teach them some good habits. And for adults, many of you are like, look, my kids are too old. We just can't do it. Yes, you can. Kids watch their parents. Like, I was supposed to go to a friend's house, and I was talking to the kid, because I work closely with the kid, and I'm like, look, we're going to come over, you know, what type of, you know, I want to bring over cake. And they go, well, you know, they eat healthy. They don't really eat cake, so I don't know what to get them. You know, and I'm like, well, I'm bringing it for everybody else. And they're like, oh, good, because we never really get to eat it. But on the flip side, if I hadn't brought it up, I could have probably gotten by bringing fruit, bringing something healthy, and they would have eaten it because that's what they're used to. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 1 in 5, we are being told that 1 in 5 educators say they have long COVID. This is according to a recent EdWeek survey. The epidemiologists estimate that 20 to 30% or even as much as 50% of people who got COVID somehow end up having long COVID, which means you can have symptoms for weeks, months, years. Maybe some of these symptoms could be permanent. Some people lose their taste and smell. Others have fatigue, memory lapses, heart and lung conditions, vision loss, anxiety, depression, erectile dysfunction, hair loss, ringing in the ears, diarrhea, stomach issues. Remember there was that one case of somebody who had restless anal syndrome because his rectum kept itching? It was a long COVID symptom. In fact, I might have diagnosed that with a patient the other day because she goes, look, I don't have hemorrhoids. I don't know why I'm itching down there. And there was no yeast, nothing like that, no pinworms, so it could be, you know, restless anal syndrome. So, sadly, data from EdWeek Research Center showed 19% of teachers, principals, and district leaders say they've contracted long COVID. That could sadly affect employment. 1-877-DOCDALI, go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.